ourselves. We worked 50 cent a day back there then, so 50 cent a day.
Now, on the farm, who did you work with?
Well, we worked there at home with Daddy. We had, after Curtis left, that was the oldest farm. Well, we had to work. We had cows and hogs, and it took about every last one of us to help, and then to help Mother, too.
And you work with some other people, too, then?
Whenever they'd want us to chop our cotton or something, they'd just give us 50 cent a day. We'd hire out and work by the day.
Did you think that was a lot of money then?
Well, we know that was all we could get, so we took it. We had to take it just that way.
And tell me something about your church, about New Bethel, or about Bethel.
Well, I've been in that church 50 years.
50 years? Tell me, really? Well, you've seen it change a lot then, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I've seen it been added to it three different times.
Three times?
Three times. I used to, when I first went in there, it was a church, and they couldn't lock the doors or didn't lock the doors, and the old goats would go in there and tear up everything in the church. Now, that's how far back it's been.
That's right. I didn't realize it'd been that long. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
What was it like then? What was it like on Sunday?
Well, it was, you just seen people there on their buggies and wagons with a load of people. We was all just neighborly. Some would be selfish, and then you find some selfish today. Some don't love God like He wants them to.
What was the service like in the church?
Well, we had good service. We had good preacher. But they, you know, there's confusion nowadays, and there's confusion back there then. Now, you know, if you've ever been to church, you've heard them. Now, and they was that you couldn't do anything with some of the deacons, they'd get cross. But we've got a pretty good group of deacons down there, and we all pull together. As long as a member pulls with his deacons and work with his fellows and others down there, women and men that's working, if they're old, they won't have no confusion if they love the Lord.
Yes, sir. And now, when you went to church, you said you went on Sunday. Did you go any other day?
No, if we went to business, when I was a young girl, we didn't have no business in the church, you know, on Sunday. It was all on Saturday back then, but they quit all that and they just have it on Sunday night, Wednesday night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how the Baptist has changed in the last years.
Now, so what did you do on Saturday when you went to church?
Well, we wouldn't go unless it was for business, and Daddy and the deacons had all called on us to go, you know, but we'd stay at home and work and wash an arm. I'll tell you what we done. We had to wash an arm, get them all ready to go in church on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Back there then, they didn't have clothes they could throw in the floor and kick them on and then go get another pair and put on and throw them down there and leave them.
That's how people do now, then.
That's the truth. That's how girls do too. I'm going to tell you right now. They don't even know where to leave the dirty clothes in the floor for.
Tell me about some of your friends around here.
Oh, well, that was a new I was talking to then. She's been sick. Oh, I can't tell you about all of them because I've got too many.
Well, tell me about some of them.
Well, I've got neighbor friends all around here, and I love every one of them. I don't have no ill will towards them, and I'm just so thankful that God's let me love all of them.
That's wonderful. And do you have friends down where you used to live?
Oh, yeah. I've got friends back down there. But you see, I've been away so long, but there are some of them still are living, and some of them's done passed and gone on.
Do you belong to any clubs, or does your church take up most of your time?
No, I don't go to no clubs, only the citizen at clubs.
Oh, that's what I meant.